Shall we just pray? I know my sister prayed earlier, but I guess prayer is never enough, isn't it? So, Father God, we thank you so, so much. What a privilege to celebrate life. Thank you for my sister Mary and Veronica, and for the many decades that you've shown them your faithfulness. Thank you for loved ones, families that are here to celebrate with them. We just praise you as we share thoughts together around your word. I am praying, Lord, that you will give unto each and every one of us the spiritual meal that we need, even as we celebrate with our sister, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Maybe I should first say a little bit about my two sisters. I really don't know how to explain who they are to me. Even though they are from Zimbabwe, but Mary is my older sister, and Veronica, I would say she's my younger sister. We have met at a junction that surpasses even biological ties. So they've been dear sisters to me. And I think for me, it's a privilege to be here with them, to celebrate God's faithfulness over them. And seeing Daddy, I'm sure if we interview him and say, Dad, what do you feel about today? I'm sure he has a lot to say. So we thank God that our sister clocked 50, 40. Honestly, it's not because of their faithfulness, isn't it? Yes. So as I have been thinking about my sister's birthday, I have been, you know, ruminating within myself that, Lord, what would you want me to share with those who come? What do you want to share with us? And what is on my heart is to let us know that life is a journey. For Veronica and Mary, they've journeyed it five decades. And I'm sure if we ask them, they will tell you it has been like a roller coaster. Sometimes it's up and sometimes it's down. Whatever your age here, even our 4-year-olds, our 5-year-olds, we are all on a journey. And as I thought of that, you know, my childhood memory came to me. That was why you saw me bringing this out. I'm sure my daughter would wonder, okay, so is this the reason why she's been doing this? I went back to my childhood years. You know, growing up in Africa, we don't waste anything. So one of the things I grew up with, we made our own cars, our own whatsoever. So I made myself a car. My younger girl was asking me, Mommy, what are you doing? What are you up to? I said, don't worry. So in those days, whether we use matches, whatsoever box we have, you know, we just try and make some of our own cars out of it. I'm not sure, is there anyone here who did something similar like mine? Well, thank you. So, you know, we will make cars, sometimes matches, we tie it together, and then, oh, I'm so sorry, my car is modded up. So as we do so, then you just pull your car and, you know, you are enjoying life. So that was what childhood years was for me. So we enjoyed it. And as I thought of Mary and Veronica's birthday, that memory came again. So I found myself as a child battling with boxes, you know, putting nail on the bottle cover and whatsoever. And then I made a car. But as I look at this car, it reminds me constantly that just as you take a car and travel down, we are all on a journey. And this is going to take me to a particular story in the Bible. It's from the book of Ezra, chapter 8, and I'm just going to read a few verses, then we share thoughts together. Verse 21 says, then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we may afflict ourselves before our God, to seek of him a right way for us, and for our little ones, and for all our substance. 24. Then I separated 12 of the chief of the priest, Sherebiah, Ashabiah, and 10 of their brethren with them, and went unto them the silver and the gold and the vessels, even the offering of the house of our God, which the king and his counselors and his lords and all Israel there present had, and all Israel there present had offered. Now I'm going to read verse 26, then I'll read 31 to 33. I even weighed unto their hands 650 talents of silver, and silver vessels, and 100 talents, and of gold, and 100 talents. Now, verses 31 to 33. Maybe I should read 29 actually. Yes. Watch ye and keep them until ye weigh them before the chief of the priests and the Levites. Now, verse 31 to 33. Then we departed from the river of Ahava on the 12th day of the first month to go unto Jerusalem. And the hand of our God was upon us. And he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and of such as lay in wait by the way. And we came to Jerusalem and abode 3 days. Verse 33. Now on the fourth day was the silver and the gold and the vessels weighed in the house of our God by the hand of Merimoth, the son of Uriah the priest, and with him was Eleazar the son of Phinehas, and with them was Josabah the son of Jeshua, and Noadiah the son of Binu, Levites. Amen. I guess there were some hard names that I was finding difficult to pronounce.
Please, let me. Can we hear me without microphone? Yes. You can't hear without microphone. I love talking with everything free.
But if you have followed me so far from the scriptures that I've read, this was the story of the children of Israel who found themselves in Babylon. They were in exile. And a time came when the Lord asked them to go back to Jerusalem.
So while they were preparing to go, the king gave them treasures, money, vessels, whatsoever that they would need to rebuild, even when
they get to Jerusalem.
And then the first verse that I read told us that at a particular river, they gathered together and they sought the face of the Lord. So they gathered together and sought the face of the Lord for the journey that was before them. And the more I meditated on these verses, the first thing that struck me, honestly, is that we are living in Babylon. Our generation is a generation of Babylon. As long as we are here on earth, it is Babylon. If it is not Babylon, you just need to look at the news. Sometimes you just have to say, look, turn it off. We are living in Babylon. Everyone does whatsoever they think they know how to do. Anybody can get out there and stab another person. Even the life of chickens, I've struggled to kill chickens, but we find it easy to take one another's life. It's because this earth is Babylon. So while we are here in Babylon, we need to keep reminding ourselves, I am in Babylon. So a day came for the Israelites to leave Babylon and journey down to Jerusalem, which was actually their destination, their home. And while they were about to go, the king gave them whatsoever they would need. And before they passed on, they felt the need to, seek the Lord's face for security. And I think that takes me also to the next thing. While you are here in this Babylon of ours, is your life secured? Is my life secured? Before these people could pass over to Jerusalem, they sought the face of the Lord for security. Do you know why? Because they knew they were carrying treasures. And like I was saying to you earlier about this, my box, it's not just about my box, but within this box is a treasure. Treasure that God has given to you, to me. And it's a treasure called years. So our sister, now they spent 40, 50 years of that treasure. But unfortunately, many of us, we don't know that we are wasting away the treasure called years. It is a treasure. God gives the old, he gives the young, he gives the rich, he gives the poor, he gives the white, he gives the black. The treasure of your years. So for these people to move on, they had to ask God for security. Is our life secured? I wasted a chunk of my years as a young girl. I wasted it. Friends, they turned my life around. Peer pressure caught on me. The desire to meet up to the standard of friends, the desire to do what friends were doing. I remember a few friends who were cohabiting with men. I felt like, no, I need that sense of being there. I was looking for a man that I could also move in with. I struggled with life. I wasted a chunk of my years. I was one of those brilliant students in school. At the end of each year, I would have received certificates as one of the best in a few subjects. But by the time I finished my secondary school years, I had gone, I won't say level zero, I had gone down totally. Why? Because I have allowed friends to derail me. So for this group of people, they are treasures in which they felt we need to secure God's security for our journey. So they fasted. They waited on the Lord in prayer and in fasting. And likewise for each and every one of us, as we are celebrating with our sisters, we need to be asking ourselves questions. Is your life secured? We insure our phones, we insure our cars, we insure our houses, we insure nearly everything. Is your life, is it secured? Is our tomorrow secure? Maybe you say, well, I've got about 100,000 in my account, but anything can happen, honestly. I have, the little years I spent on art, I have seen things happen. There was a time when Northern Rock was going down, and I was looking at it on the TV, how people banked with Northern Rock, went quickly, and they were saying, that was how they told us Titanic will not sink, Titanic sank. You know, they went there, give me my money, give me my money, give me my money. Do you know why? Their security was in their money. So these people sought the Lord for security, and the Lord gave them that security. And by the time they were given that security, the next verse that I read told us that Nehemiah, Ezra said, I weighed unto them treasures, which for me is the number of our years. To some of us, it is 70, it is 80, it is 100, whatsoever it is. The only thing is that none of us knows how many is measured out for us. And unfortunately, many of us have wasted even what was given to us. So for Ezra, he measured out treasures for them and said to them, look, when you get to Jerusalem, you will give account of everything that I've weighed out to you. And may I say to us, whether you are young, whether you go to church, whether you don't go to church, a day will come when we will all sojourn out of this place. Our brother started with us by saying, you know, I'm very sorry for our brother. It is so sad, blah, blah, blah. But the honest truth is that a day will come when they will say it concerning me. They will say it concerning you. That day we will come and give account of how we spent that treasure called years. I will give account. Mary will give account. Veronica will give account. So my question is our life secured? Are you intending to live in Babylon forever? Or are you planning to be in Jerusalem? There is a world after this world. We are oftentimes when I get to celebration, what usually comes to my eyes to think of what celebration would be in the New Jerusalem. How we would celebrate. How we congratulate one another. Mary, congratulations, you made it here. Oh, Veronica, congratulations, you made it here. And I don't know what your age is. Maybe you are as old as Mary or Veronica or younger than them. What matters is that you let their birthday today become a reference point for the other many years that you may have here. Maybe you are 10 years old, 5, 20, 40, 50, 70. Can we allow God to take over the years that we have here? So that by the time we are leaving this Babylon, we can come to the other side and give account of the years God has given to us. So before I sit down, I want to ask you a question. Is your life secure? What are you investing your life in? To some of us, maybe it's on alcohol. Maybe as a married man for you, you have been investing yours in other, you know, relationships outside your marriage. Maybe you are investing your life pursuing other women. Maybe for you, you have been investing your life on beauty. You know, when I look at young girls, we did this, you know. I look at my girls, sometimes they think, oh, mommy is old school. I know what it is. In our day, we dance to Shabaran. I tell my daughter sometimes, I say, oh, we dance Shabaran, Tupac, Tony Braxton, we dance there. When we cut our hair, it's dear. You are coming, sir. People are saying, oh, and they are saying, wow. We don't have a life. But only if somebody told me at those young years, if you have helped me. Sometimes I look at them, I'm like, hey, who people did know. We did childhood, but one thing that I said to my children that the opportunity you have, I did not have growing up. I never had anybody share the gospel with me as a young child. I was one of those terrible children in the neighborhood. Actually, when I travel from my village to the town, you will hear people whispering. Tony has come. Peter's sister is in town. As if saying, just be careful. She's in town. You can't dare me. I was a street fighter. When I fight, whether you are a boy or a girl, you can't dare me. That was me. I was tough. I remember days when my mom would cry. When I was pregnant with you, this wasn't what was told to me. But I wish somebody showed me the way of the cross, as some of you is hearing today. There were mistakes I made that if I still look back, sometimes I do cry, if I'll be honest with you. I weep over my wasted years. But maybe today could be an opportunity for some of us sitting here to decide to give the remaining years of our lives to the Lord and say, Lord, secure it. What tomorrow holds, I don't know, but you know. Take over my life. Secure my life. I think we should pray at this junction. I'm not very sure where you are. Maybe you are not a Christian. You say, well, there is no God. I'm an atheist. I'm this. I don't do religion. I've not come to talk to you about religion. I hate religion as well. But I have come to talk to you about the God that has allowed you access to this earth that has become Babylon since the fall of man. And this God is waiting at the New Jerusalem. He will be given data of the years you have spent. What record do you think heaven is keeping concerning your life? I don't know whether you want to say today at Auntie Mary's, today at Veronica's birthday, I want to strike a new deal with God. While all eyes closed, where are you? Do you know God? Is your life secured? Where are you journeying to? What are you intending to pour the years of your life on? Do you think today could be a day to rededicate your life, to rededicate your heart back to your Maker? I just want to pray with you. Father God, I just want to thank you once again for everyone who may have listened to me. In a way, I am just praying. You know where they are. You know those who are truly yours. You know those of us who are not truly yours. You know those of us who don't even believe that there is God. Yet we look at buildings and we believe there is an architect behind the building. But we look at ourselves and we believe there is no one who made us. Yet, Lord, we know there is a Maker. And that Maker is called God. I am praying for as many here who may not have come to know you. Please, Lord, give them the heart to try you out. Give them the heart to live into your hands the remaining years of their lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.